today's GeoQuiz, we're focusing on art associated with a particular North African country. This is the northernmost country in Africa. The Romans, Arabs, Ottoman Turks, and the French all put their stamp here. More recently, it was a scene of political protests that inspired what became known as the Arab Spring. Now, imagine a group of artists from this country drawing inspiration from that political activism. They've come up with a style of painting that they call collaborative painting or democratic art. We'll hear more about these artists in just a minute. For now, try to name this North African country at the edge of the Mediterranean. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A novel approach to painting may be taking hold. It's currently on display in New York. It's called Tunisian Collaborative Painting, and Tunisia is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Former Broadway producer David Black is one of the driving forces behind this art in the U.S., and he's working with a group of Tunisian artists at the Art Student League in New York. David, first of all, explain this for us, this collaborative painting. What is it?
What is it? Well, it's a form of organized chaos, which would also describe theater, but it is very unique because it allows artists to paint with each other with rules that prevent them from being afraid of making mistakes, and also they have no choice really what's going to happen except a different kind of choice. It's not about what the artists want, it's about what the painting wants. It's a very unique experience which was created in Tunisia, and in connection with the problems they had with survival, and they stumbled upon a new art form.
How many painters are working on a single work at once?
Well, up to five or six. Anybody can paint at any time. Anybody can paint over anybody else's work. One artist is appointed the artist to begin the painting, and another artist is an arbiter in case of any disputes. And a very profound event takes place, because what Heshmi Gwashem has done...
And who is that?
Heshmi Gwashem is the Tunisian artist who created this art form. And what he has done is he has duplicated the creative process of the single artistic brain with a group. Every single one of these paintings ends up looking like the work of a single artist.
At the heart of this art theory, this Tunisian collaborative painting, is in fact Tunisian identity. How is that activism emerging in these workshops in New York?
Right. Well, Tunisia started all the revolutions in the Arab world. Some of the artists I work with demonstrated in the streets for a month, at which point Ben Ali fled the country. He'd been the dictator for 23 years. And of course, the most important dramatic thing is the new government allowed the Tunisian artists to come over here. When I first painted with them, and after 3 hours, the painting was finished, I call it A Night in Tunisia. So what we've just done yesterday is we've done A Night in New York, and we are now trading them. They are taking A Night in New York back to Tunisia, and they brought over A Night in Tunisia for me to have here. So I can't think of anything more.
That's brilliant.
And it's contagious, and I felt that way when I did it. It's not about the painting. It's about what happens to you when you do a painting, when you express yourself artistically with these constraints. For example, I, as an artist, always worry about making mistakes. Well, in Tunisian collaborative painting, there are no mistakes. There cannot be any. Because no one artist is responsible for the single painting. That alone gives you a great sense of freedom.
How does the group of painters decide when the painting is actually finished?
Well, any artist who thinks it's finished raises his or her hand, and that means that they have to take a vote. And if the majority, it's finished, and if it isn't, it isn't.
Democracy again.
Yes. I mean, Tunisia is a Muslim country half a world away. I mean, they have a totally different experience, a totally different sense of themselves when it comes to something like art to begin with, though this never would have happened. For example, one of the artists took a drawing of mine, two people embracing, and made it into a huge painting full of all kinds of feeling and color. And when I asked her what it was, she said it was her mother saying goodbye to her baby brother just before she died of cancer. I was so moved that I don't speak Arabic anyway, and she didn't speak English, so we hugged each other. And I think hugging is a great way to describe Tunisian collaborative painting, because you are really hugging other people, you're hugging ideas. You have a different sense of yourself when you're doing it.
Artist and former Broadway producer David Black, thank you very much for your time.
Take care. Thank you.
We've posted some of those Tunisian collaborative paintings at theworld.org. Let us know what you think.